WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Back on the campaign trail in Wisconsin and vowing to stay in the race. President Biden, 81 years old, making light of his poor debate performance and concerns within the Democratic Party about his age and ability to win.
You probably also noticed a lot of discussion about my age. Yes. I know I look 40.
But serious questions remain for some Democrats and donors whether the president should step aside. They'll hear more tonight. The president interviewed by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. That interview airs tonight. Officials in Texas issuing a disaster declaration for counties in South Texas as it prepares for Beryl, now a tropical storm after lashing the Yucatan Peninsula. Forecasters say Beryl could regain strength in the warm Gulf waters. Employers added 206,000 jobs in June. That was slightly down compared to May. It was still, though, better than expected report and signs analysts say of a robust labor market. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to Columbus police, it was a fight that led to a Columbus man being shot and killed. During a news conference on Friday morning, the police chief identified the victim as a 42-year-old man from Columbus. In the early morning hours of July 4th, a police officer was investigating what he thought was fireworks. At the same time, several 911 calls came in about a fight. When the officer got to the 100 block of South Ludington Street in downtown Columbus, he found the victim had been shot and was taken to Prairie Ridge Health, where he died. Police then used video camera footage to identify the suspect, a 22-year-old man of Columbus. The man was arrested 12 hours after the shooting. Two suspects have been arrested after a shooting that happened in the town of Newport. It happened Thursday night on Highway 16. Officers say a person called police saying that someone in a car was shooting at them. Officers found the suspect's vehicle and made a traffic stop. They arrested two men in their 30s, both from Reedsburg. The victim's car was hit in the shooting, but the victim was not injured. They are still investigating the incident. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low around 58. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 79. For Saturday night, showers and storms, a low near 60. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain on Sunday, high of 79. Try a bottle of Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Can't go wrong for summer grilling. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently, 72 degrees. 99.7.
We'll be right back. So I'm here to 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining us after 5 p.m. on Friday night. We've got y'all caught up on the news and the weather. Let's get back into the music with Bruce Springsteen on Max FM.
Radio's on and I'm moving round the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Max FM.
maximum music. Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get $20 in certificates to the Kona Michi Craft Bar for just $14. Kona Michi is a place for friends to gather, converse, and enjoy wine, beer, or a craft cocktail in a cozy atmosphere. For more information about them and this deal, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Fall Out Boy on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers open up a series in L.A. against the Dodgers tonight at Chavez Ravine. It'll be a battle of division leaders as Milwaukee leads the NL Central, the Dodgers leading the NL West. Milwaukee comes in off a splitting a four-game series in Colorado against the Rockies, losing the finale yesterday by the final count of 4-3. The Brewers had battled back from a three-run deficit to tie it in the sixth, but gave up the lead in the game-winning run in the bottom half. Tonight, newly acquired Aaron Civale goes to the bump for the Crew. He'll be opposed by Tyler Glasnow. On to minor league baseball in the Midwest League, where the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers play host to the Beloit Sky Carp again tonight. The Timber Rattlers yesterday shut out Beloit 9-0. In the American Association, Milwaukee opens up a series tonight in Sioux City, while Lake County continues their series tonight in Cleburne. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will remember me. Remember me for centuries. Just one mistake is all it will take. We'll go down in history. Remember me for centuries. Hey, 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 hey. Remember me for centuries. Love had my teenage dreams. No, it's nothing wrong with me. The kids are all wrong. The stories are long. Heavy metal broke my heart. Come on, come on and let me in. Bruises on your thighs like my fingerprints. This is for to match the darkness that you felt. I never meant for you to fix yourself.
I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait. And I wait without you. With or without you. The shore, you gave it all, but I want more, and I'm waiting for you, with or without you.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep Total Trunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Great way to win contests and request music. Get those requests ready now for Saturday, the 60s and 70s. Every Saturday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Kenny Kellogg. Here are the Tubes on Max FM.
You're right.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday night. The Farmer's Market is back in downtown Baraboo tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Go over to the Baraboo Farmer's Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They'll let you know who's coming and what they're bringing along the night before. They're there also every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square as well. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Queen on Max FM.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown? How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low around 58. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 79. For Saturday night, showers and storms, a low near 60. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain on Sunday, high of 79. Try a bottle of Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Can't go wrong for summer grilling. GrandpaBBQShop.com. Right now, 71 degrees.
99.7.
Another one bites the dust.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Let me say that if you
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Deep Grant hanging out with you on Friday night. Our 15-minute music hour continues with Huey Lewis and the News on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater?